Okay, guys, so today we're going to talk about the spiritual battle. So this is Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Now, before I go into this passage, I kind of would like to start off by talking about the whole issue of spiritual warfare. This is what sometimes is known as spiritual warfare. And so spiritual warfare, of course, is our engagement with evil in the world, as in fallen angels and so forth, demons, whatever you want to call them. So as we begin, maybe I should ask, do you have any concerns about this topic? You've had concerns or whatever. Has anybody ever had any concerns? Have you even given it any thought? Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. So you feel like it's there. You're just not sure what it is. Okay. All right. Anybody else? Okay. 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 All right. All right, John. Okay. Anybody else? Okay. So before we look at what Paul says, so in Christendom today, okay, so when I say Christendom, I'm talking about Christianity throughout the world. There seems to be one of two extremes, okay? So, for instance, you could turn on the TV and some guy's talking about a demon of this and a demon of that, and you need to, you know, if you're having a weight problem, you need to just renounce that demon of fat. You know what I'm saying? Or if you got a cigarette problem, you know, exercise that demon of nicotine or so forth. And you see that on TV, or you hear people talk that way. And then there's the other extreme where there's no acknowledgement of anything. Like, oh, it's just a personification of evil. That's not even real. Do you understand what I'm saying? So a lot of times people are influenced in one way or the other, to where they could be influenced to where, okay, there's no issue, I'm not going to even, why are we even talking about this, let's just go on, to the other extreme where you want to blame Satan for everything in your life, where I feel like I'm being attacked by Satan. And the attacks are real, and we're going to see that in a moment. He says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but it may not be what you think it is, okay? So like Tim, when you were mentioning, sometimes our biggest culprit is ourselves. Okay, so, and we'll talk about, I'll kind of mention as we go along, how Satan attacks us, okay? Scripture gives us some very clear things as far as how he attacks us, and it may not be what you think it is, okay? So we'll talk about that. So I want us to quote, if we're going to realize something, we need to realize, have a balanced view, okay? Meaning, we recognize that it is real, and it's happening around us, and you are engaged in it whether you realize it or not. But also don't go to the other extreme of, you're scared. Do you know what I'm saying? You're fearful. Because God doesn't want you to be fearful.